pre-AI era, the retail sector was markedly different, especially since the traditional supply chains and logistic models were largely driven by manual labor. The market slowly evolved and technology has advanced significantly, both of which have now transformed the retail supply chain. And also once generative AI hit the mainstream in the late 2022, it took little time for retail executives to realize the potential in front of them. Artificial intelligence is already touching most retail experiences, creating smooth shopping experiences that customers love. Hello everyone, welcome to the Analytics Insight podcast where we talk about the ever-evolving tech space and I'm your host Priya Dayalani. Stay competitive, retailers must take both customer experience and operational efficiency to a new level and increasingly they are looking to AI tools to help them get there. Now, in fact, it's anticipated that the use of artificial intelligence in retail will grow from US of dollars around 12 billion to 55 billion US dollars by 2033. Now, I believe you have guessed the theme for today's episode. And without further ado, let's welcome Ms. Vijeta Soni, co-founder and CEO of Skyative Solutions, to gain some expert and deep insights around this theme. Hi, Vijeta. How are you doing?
Hi, Priya. Thank you so much for inviting me today on your podcast.
Great. It's a pleasure to have you with us, Vijeta. And of course, you know, AI in retail has never been a dull topic in terms of exploring its impacts and implications. And of course, we'll be diving deeper and, you know, understanding more about it currently from you. Mm-hmm. But before that, we would like to know more about Skyative Solutions. A pretty fascinating name, I must say. So I'm very intrigued to know about it. So, you know, if you can help our listeners understand more about your organization, its specialization, or any particular solution the company is offering.
Yeah. Absolutely. So as you rightly said, artificial intelligence is getting embedded in every aspect of our life. And retail is also a very critical industry. And because wherever you have a lot of data collection happening, where you're collecting the data of your customers, of your products, of your competition, of your marketplaces, there are multiple data points which are getting collected by the retailers. And now it becomes really important to use those data points to solve certain critical business value problems, which the businesses in retail side have been facing for ages and years. So that is what our company does, Skyative. Okay. So often I get asked from different people that what does Skyative mean? Is this a dictionary term or what? So Skyative is basically an amalgamation of two words, science plus creative. So here, what we truly believe is that when you talk about science, we think of algorithms, we think of theories, concepts. But what happens is many a times people leave all of those theories, concepts and algorithms back into the books. And when they come onto the business tables, they often forget about what theory, what concept, what scientific model is going to be applied at the problem that they are facing. So as one of the very bright minds had once informed me and he spoke about that, typically, Vijeta, all models in the world are incorrect. It is just about understanding what problem you're facing and then identifying that what model is going to get applied in that specific problem. And that is exactly what we do. So businesses are facing multiple issues, multiple problems. These theories from science have to be creatively identified to solve a very specific problem that the businesses in the retail side are facing. Okay? These problems could be around customer segmentation. This could be around doing dynamic pricing. This could be around discount optimization. This could be about planning a discovery price for your product, which is very new in the industry, or even having plans around what kind of assortments that you have to keep in your business at a specific pin code level, right? So all of these are different problems that the businesses face, and there are different theoretical models and scientific systems which can get applied to solve these problems. And to find these problems and find the right solution to it requires a creative mind. That's the reason you have to have a combination of science and a creative mind that have to come together to really do a solving of the problem that the business is facing. So that's where science plus creativity becomes Skyative. So this is what Sciative is all about. We are science plus creative. We make sure that we are creatively solving very difficult problems that retailers, e-commerce companies, and brands have. And artificial intelligence is one of the, scientific approaches which we take to make sure that the solutions which we are building are much more smarter, much more new age type. But in the end, it's a problem and we are trying to solve it, right? So that is what we are doing. Tomorrow, if there is something which is beyond AI that comes in, absolutely, we will be adapting to that and we shall be bringing all of those sciences into picture to solve the problems that businesses face. So that is what we are all about.
Great, fantastic. Thank you for, you know, helping our listeners know about Sciative. And definitely, we need a combination of science, definitely, and, you know, but giving a creative touch to it in terms of how we are solving some retail challenges in today's world. I think that's very much needed. So thank you for that brief introduction, Vijita. Moving ahead, we want to, of course, know more about you. You are an IIM Bangalore alumni and the recipient of the Golden Peacock National Award. So you are most of a celebrated woman in tech, and you're known for your exceptional insights into pricing strategies and technology adoption. So, you know, it would be great if you can tell us more about yourself. How has your journey been till date? What triggered your interest to Sciative solutions and, you know, certain contributions that you would like to share with us?
So I have always been very, very fascinated with technology, right? And I have always seen technology, even during my college days, I have always seen technology as a lever that's going to solve the existing problems or the issues that people are facing, right? Many a times, organizations start using technology only from a fashion point of view. If there is my competition who's using XYZ technology, let me start using that as well. But technology usage in terms of its success can only happen if you have the right transformational practices that are brought into the organization so that your current set of people, human resources, whether it is your category heads, whether it is your salespeople, whether it is your procurement team, they're able to adapt to that new technology which you're bringing in. So my background has always been in digital transformation across multiple organizations in different industries. So I have worked in the education industry where how can digital transformation, starting from as basic as bringing in simulation for education, to something as complicated as how can AR, VR enhance the safety of workers working in a reactor place, right? So if somebody is working with excessively toxic materials, how can AR, VR become a tool for them to safeguard their working environment, right? So this is something that I have always been working on, how to make digital transformation embodied within the organization and within the culture and the DNA of that company or that industry. So as I said, starting from education, I went into the retail side. In the retail side in the US, I was working with a very interesting company called Overstock.com. It is now also called as Bed Bath & Beyond. Then I started to work in a company which was very focused towards the publishing houses called Learning Mate Solutions. I was working with them, again, bringing in technology drive across various clients who were in the publishing houses, making sure that how they adapt to various technology solutions to enhance the overall learning and productivity of the course takers. Then moved to Reliance Industries in India, was part of the chairman's office, was one of the youngest women leaders in Reliance Industries as the vice president of technology and innovations, cutting across multiple divisions within Reliance, whether it is the oil and gas side or the retail side, even the geo side, and even in hospitals. So making sure that how can technology become a core lever to make lives of employees much more simpler, much more easier, and they're also able to adapt to it. Technology should be used by the employees. So did that digital transformation. And that's when I came across Dr. Anshu. He is a very interesting thought leader in the area of pricing and revenue management across various industries. He's a PhD in pricing. And that's when we were having a discussion about how pricing is so critical for any organization's sustainability. Even a wrong pricing decision, one wrong pricing decision can impact an organization so badly that the impact's tolerance cannot be absorbed by the company for a long time, and the company can dissolve or can file for bankruptcy. I mean, it can be that massive as well. So pricing is one number which often organizations know the importance of, but often the numbers that are getting generated in pricing, especially in the retail side, there is a lot of gut feeling that gets involved, which means, okay, I feel that there should be a 10% discount because my competition is doing that as well. But that is not the right state of mind when you are just taking your decisions of pricing on basis of your competitors. You cannot be just reactive when you're taking your decisions. So that's when I came across this entire thing. We knew that there is a need in the industry where there has to be intelligent automation that need to be deployed, wherein there has to be artificial intelligence and productization of this artificial intelligence in taking very sensitive pricing decisions at very high speed and very high scale. And how can we build these products so that we democratize the science of pricing and decision making? So that's when Sciative happened to us. And that's when we thought, hey, you know what? This is a brilliant idea. This is something which we can work on. So we started to take various consulting projects and works across various industries, whether it is retail, entertainment, hospitality, to really understand the pulse of Indian customer. And the first product that we built was for the retail industry, and we got that out in 2018. And that's when we realized the power of productization of solution, right? So once we did that, it was an absolute grabber for everyone because there were such big brands who started to use the odd pricing. And that's when we understood that this is a problem, and which is something that we are trying to solve in such easy way, whether it is analyst or whether it is a category head or whether it is a CXO of that company, they will be exactly knowing why certain price discountings are happening, why certain products are going in clearance. Every single decision is getting taken by an artificial intelligence bot, and that is scientifically backed. So this is when we were 100% sure that, hey, you know what, this product is beautiful. It is also getting adapted. A lot of product market fit is happening for Brio, which is our solution for the retail side. So yeah, that is what we did in the retail segment. And today, some of the largest e-commerce brands, some of the largest e-commerce companies, even quick commerce companies, very big ones, are using our product to take day-to-day pricing decisions.
Great. Thank you for that brief introduction about yourself, Vijit, and of course, helping us understand the vision and mission that, Sciative Solutions is working on it. I think AI technologies like machine learning and natural language processing are behind some very innovative shopping features that can probably engage and delight customers and, of course, entice them to come back for more. Meanwhile, advanced demand forecasting and predictive analytics tools also allow retail businesses to revolutionize their use of data in order to drive informed decision making. So while we have an array of technologies that are trying to innovate the retail sector, what are some of the key challenges that the retailers are facing today, and how do you think that AI and these related technologies are addressing them effectively?
See, one of the biggest challenges that any retailer or any brand that is facing today in the industry, whether it is in India or outside of India, is the speed at which the markets, the customers are changing, the speed at which new competition is coming in, the speed at which the competitors are changing the prices, the speed at which new assortments are getting deployed into the industry, and even the speed at which even government decisions are getting taken, right? There is a massive speed in which things are happening. Second challenge that these retailers and e-com companies and brands in the retail sector are facing is the scalability, right? Now you're having so much of data that you're collecting. So even a simple brand who's only having its own website and it is selling on Amazon or Flipkart, okay, that brand is collecting massive set of data through their own website, through the various marketplaces that they're selling on, whether this information is about the campaigns which they are driving, which campaign is working, which is not working, what kind of products, SKUs are customers viewing but not getting converted on, what kind of customers are coming over there, what kind of profiles of these customers are there. Okay, so the data is related to multiple dimensions. And the scale of this data is excessively large. And retailers, brands are unable to figure out that how can they use this massive set of data at such high speeds to take decisions that may change after every 2 hours. Okay. So here, if there is a brand which is thinking that I might change my prices or I might change my assortment once in a week, answer is no, because you do not have the luxury of being on one price, luxury of being with one set of assortment, or luxury of handling a particular customer segment in one way for an entire week. Your strategy is your decision making has to keep evolving. In sometimes, it especially in the quick commerce side, your decisions have to be made every hour. So when I talk about the speed of decision making, which has to go so fast, often retailers start crumbling in. Often they would seek for either, you know, adding a lot of people in their team and making people work excessively long hours, doing data analysis, doing all of these fancy stuff in, you know, on Power BI and all those tools. But in the end, the decisions that are getting taken are taking a lot of time. And which is where retailers, brands, and sometimes even larger e-commerce companies, they struggle. So these challenges have to be mitigated. And there has to be artificial intelligence and automation which need to be solving these challenges in a very beautiful scientific way. So that according to me, is speed and the scale. The speed at which things are changing around you and the scale at which you have to operate is excessively large, right? So these are the major challenges which any organization in the retail space across the globe is currently facing.
True. I agree with you, Vijit. And I think speed is a very important factor, considering how fast and, you know, we are changing and how fast new solutions and new technological advancements are happening. Similarly, I think retailers are also in a new age of pricing, and they need a new set of tools. Persistent cost inflation, lingering supply chain volatility, ongoing shifts in consumer spending, and intensifying price competition, I think, have created a level of complexity that is more than retailers can manage using, you know, traditional or the conventional retail price setting tools and methods. So instead of sticking with traditional rule-based approaches that focus on simplifications, retailers are now implementing AI-powered solutions and dynamic pricing models. So can we discuss what exactly is this dynamic pricing, and, you know, how artificial intelligence can help retailers maintain a competitive edge while also maximizing their profitability?
Absolutely. So majority of the times when you are, so if you go and do a research on dynamic pricing in retail or dynamic pricing in travel, you will still come across many of the solutions or tools or so-called products which are fully focused on rule-based systems. Rule-based systems as in, if I have an inventory base of maybe 1,000 products, okay, and in the last, you know, 10 days there I have seen no products getting sold, then apply a discount of maybe 5%. Okay, so there are certain rules which are set. If I am in the travel business, if I have a bus which is going from Bombay to Goa and the bus capacity is maybe 40-seater, okay, and if until 15 hours of departure, if I have less than 40% occupancy, then apply a discount of maybe, you know, 10%. That is all a rule-based system, wherein a human is adding a rule and the model is dumb. The model is only following the rule, and then making a price change. But things are so different now, so volatile, that there is no one dimension or two dimension in which we can look things from. Okay, we have to be making sure that we need to be having robust artificial intelligence systems which are looking into various parameters. For example, in the travel side, taking the same case where I have a bus which is going from Mumbai to Goa, I need to be looking at what is the timing of the bus. Okay, what are the different bus the seat types that we have? Do I have a seater bus? Do I have a sleeper? Do I have seater seats? Do I have sleeper seats? Is this an AC bus, non-AC bus? Who are the various competitors who are plying their buses in the same time frame? What kind of ratings do I have? What kind of reviews do I have? What kind of ratings does my competition have? Where does my schedule come in when it comes to the SRP, right? So when I'm going on an OTA or maybe a marketplace for travel, where does my product come in? Is it on the first page? Is it on the second page? Is it at the fifth rank, 10th rank, 20th rank? Right? I have to look into that. I have to also look into the historical customer persona types who have been purchasing my seats. I also have to look into even the trains, right? Because if there is demand in the train, I know that if there is no seat which is remaining vacant in trains, if there is no availability in the trains, automatically people will be coming and flooding the buses. That is important. I also have to look into the airlines. How full are the airlines? What kind of prices are going there? So if you see, I cannot be taking a pricing decision for this schedule of mine in just one way, saying that if 40% of my bus is full, then increase my price by 10%. That is a very superficial way of doing pricing. Here, the AI is going to look at more than 80-85 parameters simultaneously. And looking at that parameter, the machine is going to learn from the history as well. And then it's going to take an automated decision on what should my price be at 4 p.m. What should my price be at 4:15 p.m.? It's going to do a beautiful prediction. And basis of that prediction, it's going to take pricing decisions that whether I'm going as per my prediction or I'm below my prediction or I'm overselling compared to it. So this prediction that happens in an AI system, right? So where my AI is able to actually predict that how many bunches of spinach will my client be able to sell for tomorrow's date, right? So basis of that, my client is even able to plan out the inventory at a specific pin code level so that it's not just the price, but also the inventory planning that gets designed on basis of artificial intelligence prediction. Often people, you know, many of the listeners over here would be very accustomed to ChatGPT or this is generative AI, okay, where this artificial intelligence is used to write text, write stories, write cases. It is very text driven. What we are doing at Sciativ is more driven towards agentic AI. Here we develop these bots, consider them as agents. Okay, so these are the bots which have their own thinking capability. They have their own learning capability. There are certain boundary conditions which the human design around them on basis of the various business conditions and rules which our clients give us. Say, for example, if my client has a cost of procurement of spinach of maybe 5 rupees or 10 rupees, the client would say that I want to have a bare minimum profit of maybe 10%, right? So that is like a condition which is given to the model. But beyond that, it is the model which is predicting. It is creating its own goals. And basis of those goals, it is setting the prices and everything around it. So exactly how a human would take decision, the agentic AI is able to take into consideration all the parameters that I spoke about. And it is able to take decisions on behalf of the human. All that the human has to do is, are things going as per the designed goals which the model has set? The human can also exaggerate the goals, which means, say, for example, if the goals are, okay, I'll be able to sell maybe 92% of my inventory by this particular point of time, the human can exaggerate and say that, okay, how about you sell 95? Plan accordingly. So the model automatically recalibrates and starts planning its prices and sales according to the 95% of sales that it, I mean, 95% of inventory sell that the human has set on it. So these goals are set by the machines. These goals can also be modified by the humans depending on the business goals, the interventions that the category heads have to take. So this beautiful concept of agentic AI, which is very rare in India as of now, we have been using this since 2019. And that is where the learning machines are able to take decisions on behalf of a human, making the life of the human very simple.
Right. I think that definitely makes sense, Vijeta. And in terms of dynamic pricing, I think you've made it very clear as to why retailers need to adopt to this dynamic pricing models and how they can maintain profitability. If you talk about AI in retail, I think AI in retail is everywhere. For example, Walmart uses it to analyze what customers are buying and adjust inventories and supply chains automatically. Amazon's legendary machine learning algorithms drive revenue by recommending products based on customers' behavior. And the fashion brand Gucci, with the recently launched Gucci Assistant chats up with users as they move through, you know, the customer journey. So while artificial intelligence was initially associated with big tech and multinational brands, I think this technology is now becoming increasingly available for everyone. Now, even startups and medium-sized retail businesses can reap the benefits of AI. Mm-hmm. So we want to know from you, how do you think that, you know, small and medium-sized retailers can leverage the power of AI without requiring massive investments?
See, AI is never a large cost to a small retailer. There is often a misconception that AI becomes more expensive. It's a misconception. In fact, artificial intelligence and application of artificial intelligence within the system, within the organization system, can help a retailer improve their revenues, improve their both top lines and the bottom lines which they have by a very minimal investment. Say, for example, something as basic as competition intelligence through artificial intelligence. So a very small retailer with maybe a set of 300 unique SKUs will be able to easily adapt to an artificial intelligence system to do to keep a track of their competition. And that would barely be a cost of a junior analyst to them. However, the amount of increment and the speed at which the retailer will now be able to take decisions on different on their own website or on their marketplaces will be much more faster, speedier compared to what a human would have done. So this investment is very low. It's not a very tedious investment. Of course, when an organization grows really big, say, for example, if you have like more than 80,000 SKUs with you and you are spread across maybe 300 pin codes in India and you have a lot of complications which are involved in your number of competitions that you have to track, there are various regional complications as well which come in, that's when your investment towards AI-driven pricing becomes a little more expensive, but it's still better than setting up a complete team which is driven on doing pricing on a manual basis, right? Small and medium-sized organizations and retailers using artificial intelligence, it's actually a myth that AI makes it very expensive. AI is actually much more cheaper. It's much more smoother. It actually will help your current set of employees to be better performers in terms of the accuracies of decisions which they are taking. And in the end, everything is going to be coming back into your revenue folds, right? So it's actually a myth that it is very expensive. It's actually a very, very, very cheap solution to use.
I think it's, after your response, I think that you have put across some really important points as to how AI can be accessible even for smaller retailers. And it's kind of encouraging to know that, you know, artificial intelligence isn't just for big players. Even small and medium-sized retailers can, you know, tap into its potential without kind of breaking the bank.
In fact, one of the cases that I know of is that there is one of the very small e-commerce player which had started working with us, earlier majority of their decisions, especially in the competition intelligence side, demand prediction side, was done by humans. And it used to take them days and weeks to make any price changes. But then what happened was, as they started to adapt to our technology, their people were able to take much better decisions, both in terms of inventory plannings and also in terms of the pricing. And wherein their average orders, the number of orders per day, it increased from merely 800 to close to 5,000 today. Because now they're able to be more competitive. Now they're able to have their proper assortment basis on which PIN code they're operating in. And they're also able to take the right decisions in terms of their inventory plans. Right? So their wastages have come down. So these things are very beautiful results that come in when we start working with AI, and where the organization, including the founders of the small and medium-sized companies and retailers, the founders should get involved into it in driving this entire transformational thought process, because AI is not taking away jobs of people. In fact, AI is making them much more smarter and smoother, much more efficient and productive to work with.
Right. Yeah. And I think, it's just not in the present. I think the future potential of AI seems brighter, as you know, we'll have more evolving and advanced algorithms, sophisticated algorithms, and all of this will boost accuracy in demand forecasting, dynamic pricing models, in any such segment that is meant to enhance the overall retail experience. So one last question for you, Vijita. How do you see the future of AI in retail, or how do you see AI shaping the future of customer experiences in retail?
When it comes to retail, the end-to-end retail, whether it is if you enter a store in a mall, your AI is going to start from there. As soon as you step in, your AI is going to start working. To when you go back to your home, when you're going to the website and you are searching somewhere, you're going to be finding products which are very similar to the products that you have touched in the store, to you becoming more loyal towards some e-commerce platforms because they are using amazing AI tools to keep you hooked. And they are using some amazing pricing strategies, which is based on your persona. So artificial intelligence is making sure that you are always hooked to their platform. To even the retailers planning out their supply chains, their inventories, their even the designs. There are so many companies who are involved in planning their next set of apparels or their designs on basis of artificial intelligence and the predictions that these intelligence tools are doing. Something as simple as what's going to be the color of the season in the summer, right? AI will be able to do a beautiful job rather than us doing massive lot of surveys, asking the people, doing a lot of browsing around the internet and trying to figure out which are some what some of the big brands are doing. Rather than that, artificial intelligence will be able to make a very beautiful prediction on what could be the summer color, what could be the color for the winter, so that you can plan out your inventories accordingly. What kind of design will be trending among Gen Z's, to something as interesting as AI even listing your product on different marketplaces, right? So with some of our customers, we are using this wherein they can just feed the product's image, and the artificial intelligence is able to understand what product it is. It is able to read through all the descriptors. It is able to build its own bullet points. It is able to create an own title. It is able to even identify if it's apparel, what kind of embroidery it is. The artificial intelligence is able to read and you know browse through the entire image properly and able to create a beautiful listing for our customers, right? Who can then upload it directly on Amazon or Flipkart or any other place where they are selling, right? So artificial intelligence will be everywhere. It is just about humans getting not being afraid of it, but adapting to it, accepting it, and increasing their productivity through AI. This is the same turbulence which humanity faced when we were, coming out of calculators, going into the computer age, right? So this is the same phenomena happening. It is about us who needs to be accustomed to artificial intelligence because there is no saying no to it. It's going to happen, and it's going to happen very fast. It's about how we start getting used to it and how we start leveraging it for a better performance and better productivity, and in the end, yielding great revenues to your organization.
Right. I think that's a fascinating perspective on how AI is transforming retail experiences. And, you know, given the rapid advancements in AI-driven personalization as well as automation, it's important that retailers can, you know, strike that right balance between AI-driven efficiency and also maintaining a customer, a human touch in the customer interactions. So I think the lessons we learned with innovation is that it must always be put into play to solve real-world problems. So, of course, like you mentioned, it's important that we accept and we adapt and we evolve with the changing times. And I think AI has already proved to have a tremendous potential in that area. So I think, you know, eventually AI will profoundly impact the retail industry, and there's no reasons why startup or small-sized retailers could you know, benefit from AI. Well, thank you so much, Abhijita. It was a pleasure having you with us on a podcast. And, you know, thank you for giving us some insights onto how these emerging technologies like AI and even dynamic pricing modules can enhance customer engagement as well as, you know, drive brand loyalty. So thank you so much for your time. It was a pleasure having you with us on a podcast.
My pleasure. It was such an amazing talk with you. Thank you so much, Priya, for having me over.
Thank you, Vijita. So this is for our listeners. Stay tuned for our upcoming podcast, and you can view and listen all our previous podcasts on Spotify and other leading platforms. Thank you so much.